Listening 41. Leisure time. Leisure or free time is when you do not have to be at school or work, have no duties to perform, and can do what brings you relaxation and pleasure. People are mostly free at weekends, on feast days, or during the holidays. Work and leisure activities should be balanced so that, particularly if someone works manually, he or she can enjoy taking it easy in his or her free time. For example, listening to music, reading, etc. Those who spend the whole working day confined to a chair in an office and staring at a computer screen will probably enjoy having some active hobbies, such as sports, gardening, or travelling in their free time. There are many different ways of having a good time, depending on what people like and how much money they have. Going to the cinema or theatre, disco or clubs, or staying at home listening to the radio, or watching TV, or even reading books, provided you are not dead tired. Cultural events which people can attend in their free time include various concerts, balls, exhibitions, lectures, fashion shows, or book fairs. People also like photography, making films, playing chess, keeping fish in home aquariums, and keeping exotic animals, cooking and baking. Watching television is also becoming more and more popular, as the only thing you need to do is relax, have some light refreshments, and forget all your worries. Typical teenagers, such as my friends and I, love both playing sports and watching them on TV, playing computer games, chatting on the internet, watching films, going out with friends, dancing at discos, etc. In general, I can say that I'm a lazy person, and I like the idea of having nothing to do and just watching TV for a while, and then later reading a book or a newspaper. I hate being under pressure, or when I'm asked to do something, like washing up, immediately and against my wishes. But it's definitely better to have hobbies, as they keep you entertained. To be a workaholic is very stressful and unhealthy, in my opinion. These people are not able to relax at all. Going to the cinema is another free time activity. People do not go and watch films very often. Perhaps they are extremely busy. Another reason may be that there are very few good films on these days. Some people find cinema tickets too expensive. Others like to stay at home watching TV or films on DVD or on the internet. Music is a nice hobby too. People like listening to it or playing a musical instrument. A lot of children attend a music school, whereas once people grow older, they mostly play for fun, or for their families or friends. Playing a musical instrument or singing brings pleasure and fun. Another popular way of spending leisure time is collecting things. Most people collect cheaper things such as napkins, tags or labels, beer cans, postcards, beer mats or chocolate and chewing gum wrappers. Others collect autographs of famous personalities, posters, dolls, or bus or train tickets. Some people collect insects, especially butterflies or spiders. Wealthier people like collecting more expensive things such as paintings, postage stamps, antiquities, and old coins. It requires some specialist knowledge, however, or people can lose money doing this. For connoisseurs, this means profitable investments as the money invested quickly returns and makes new money. As a child, I used to collect postage stamps and postcards, and we would exchange them with my school friends. I would spend all my pocket money on them. Sports are a good, healthy, and effective way of spending our free time. When doing sports actively, people have to train on a regular basis in order to achieve top results. Others do sports for fun, to keep fit and slim. Jogging, swimming, or doing exercise are good examples. In winter, skiing, sledging, or ice skating are popular activities. Simply, sports bring people fun. Some people like traveling. They either walk or use some means of transport. Travelers often love historic sites, as well as scenery. But travelers should also speak at least one foreign language. You live a new life for every new language you speak, says a well-known Czech proverb, so I believe it's worth learning more languages. Model making is a hobby requiring a lot of time, patience and skill. Boys especially enjoy building models of railways, aeroplanes, spacecraft, cars or ships. They also hold contests at which they present their models. My idea of a typical Englishman is as follows. A man sitting comfortably in an armchair near the fireplace drinking tea, clothed in a dressing gown and with his dog resting at his feet. Another image is of the same person but wearing casual clothes and drinking a pint or playing snooker or darts in a nice cosy English pub with carpets and wallpaper and upholstered chairs. The English are also famous for playing cricket and golf, betting on horses and gardening. Some of them are do-it-yourself enthusiasts too.